This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, if the stress of coronavirus wasn't enough, now we need to add lap dances onto our plate. So, people, I don't know if you guys realize this, but as Vegas starts to reopen or many of the other, you know, states reopen, there's all these restrictions. And so adult clubs and adult entertainment clubs and strip clubs and those types of clubs that have, you know, women that take off their clothes and lap dance and stuff, they're restricted. Lap dances aren't going to happen. Now, you think a lot of us wives would be like, oh, great, hallelujah, praise the Lord. No. I could tell my sons, my husband, my brothers, everybody's acting different. Guys are just acting different. They aren't happy. They aren't happy. And so, unfortunately, we're going to have to pick up the slack. Now, I have never performed a lap dance. I mean, not appropriately. I mean, I've tried, and then I'll giggle, and I'm like, okay, I stink at this, forget it. Or maybe I'm just so good that already they're ready to go, and, you know, then we have sex. But I really didn't know how to do a lap dance, so I looked it up, okay? WikiHow helped us. WikiHow gave us a really good breakdown, and then I actually added some of my own suggestions. You know, being a doctor, I think there's some things that you know, might be kind of appropriate, like you need to stretch first, you know? So I made some instructions on how to do a lap dance, and I think right now we should demonstrate that, how to do a lap dance. Now, the reason why, I'll be honest, the reason why I haven't done a lap dance is because that's not my strong suit. Okay, you know, I'm not sexy. When you look at me, I'm not sexy. I can't really dance. So I guess for me, it's my voice. I'm right? Is my voice sexy? Oh, my God. My voice is always sexy. So that's my voice. I don't have any of the other stuff. So meanwhile, a lot of our partners that, you know, got their lap, the reason why lap dances are out is because it's not social distancing. You're not allowed to touch. You're not allowed to be less than 6 feet. Okay, so we have to pick up the slack at home. So the first thing you need to do when you want to do a lap dance is you got to kind of set the stage. So you want to have a big enough room so you don't fall. You want to get the kids out of there, okay? You know, tell the kids to go to bed. And then you want to get a chair. And you put a chair. I know, I'm like, thank God, I'm ready to sit. I'm exhausted. But no, the chair is actually for them. Okay, the person you're dancing for. So they get to sit. And remember, you're on the job now, okay? You got to work. So they sit in that chair. It could be on a bed, but you want them to have a back to it because sometimes you need to grab onto the chair or something. You know, you want them to have a back on it. Don't do a toilet seat. That's not sexy. Don't do a counter. They have to be lower than you. They can't be above you. It just doesn't work, okay? So pick a seat. Then you want to kind of dim the lights. Okay, you know, they say there's certain moves you could do, you know, like lean forward into them. I don't do that. If you're like me and you got big boobs and the breakfast is still in there and I still got pieces of Lucky Charms in there, that I even have the remote in there. So no, you don't do that. So for me, I concentrate more on the hips. And yeah, I've gotten really, really good at this, okay? Concentrate more on the hips and more on the arms. You also need some sexy music. So let me get some sexy music in here because you can't do a lap dance without sexy music. Hold on a second. Okay. All right. Okay, so we got some sexy music. Okay. You need the sexy music because you're going to have to dance. And I know a lot of us can't dance. All right? So don't worry if you can't dance. All you have to do is either A, pretend you're sexy. If you think you're sexy, you just dance. I don't know if you guys have ever seen anybody on the dance floor, right? See? That was pretty sexy, wasn't it? I know. See? All I did was say in my head that I'm sexy. There, see? Okay. Then you got to wiggle your hips. Don't worry, the boobs are going to wiggle anyway. Okay? Okay, right? Now you need to start kind of moving in. Oh, you also have to striptease. So you're going to have to take off your clothes. Here's the problem. Don't be in your skinny jeans because they're really hard to get off. So you need to, like, be in pants that can come off easily. I like a terry cloth robe because then I can just go... But you got to kind of slowly take off the clothes. You also want to role play. You know, sometimes, let's shut the music off. Sometimes if you role play, that helps. Because if you've been married, so what, Corey and I have been married, what, 20-some years? You know, he doesn't want to have sex with me. You know, he wants to have sex with somebody from the South, like from Mississippi. You know, a nice Southern girl, you know, who knows how to make a nice spring salad and can whip him up a nice blueberry pie. Right? He likes that. You know, or, you know, sometimes guys like Australians, you know, I'm from Australia and I, how do you do the Australia mate? Yeah, they like Australian women. Or, you could even be like a German sergeant, you know, das Lapdance ist gut. You know, some guys or girls or whatever, they really like authority. You could kind of do that. You know, I'm from Russia. Russian women are sometimes hot. You could do the I'm from Russia thing. You could do the Israeli woman. Like, you know, my dance is good, huh? You like my dance? I dance really good. You know, I don't know. I can do it. Okay, so I don't do accents very well. But role playing is really, really good. Okay, so now so you've done a little bit of a striptease. You see, you don't have to do what they do in the clubs. All you have to do is be different. All you have to do is figure out what your partner wants and pretend to be that without turning them off. You only need to be around them just long enough that you don't turn them off, which is why I have the lights off kind of and have the music in the background so they don't hear me talk or whatever, okay? And then you have to slide onto their lap. That's the thing with the lap dance, okay? You got to kind of now get onto their lap. Now, get onto the lap. I don't want to squash anything, right? You know, I don't want to fall off. So how do you dance while you're on the lap? Well, what you got to do is you got to think of Bucking Bronco. You know, like, yeah, and you got to... You have to kind of, I'm serious. Hey, do you want to lose your marriage? Do you want to lose your marriage? No. You got to do the lap dance. So you want to Bucking Bronco it a little bit, and you want to tease. Don't let them touch, because remember, they can't touch the strippers. Okay, don't let them touch, you know, and then don't bring up their mother. That's always not good. And that's how you do a lap dance. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen. oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
All right. We are back on Dr. Dolly. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel. Glad to listen to that segment and for putting up with me. And he's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Listen, we talk about everything, okay? We talk about everything. And I mean, gosh, there's so much, you know, there's just so much, you know, negativity now. So the very, very tragic death of George Floyd apparently might have rested on just a $20 counterfeit bill. The mayor of Minneapolis says he believes George Floyd would still be alive today if he had been white. As it's revealed, the 46-year-old black man was arrested, pinned to the ground, and, quote, murdered by cops for allegedly trying to pay at a local deli with a counterfeit $20 bill. Floyd, a father of two, had died on Monday night after a police officer who was white knelt down on his neck, held him down there for 8 minutes. In an incident that was captured on video, now has sparked violent protests and riots throughout the city. One looter is dead, what we understand. In fact, I think Minnesota National Guard has now been moved in. So when you see the footage, Floyd was seen on the ground with his hands cuffed behind his back, and Derek Chauvin had pinned him to the pavement. Later, Floyd loses consciousness and then dies. In an interview with CNN on Thursday, Mahmoud Abu Mayale, co-owner of Cup Foods Deli, broke his silence, revealing one of his employees had called the police after Floyd allegedly handed them a counterfeit bill. Do you guys know how to spot a counterfeit bill? I still don't know. I mean, I know you're supposed to look for the line, but I mean, I haven't handled money in a long time, so I think there's a lot of new things to do. So I wouldn't have even spotted counterfeit, you know. But that's the problem. The problem is if you get counterfeit and you, like, you know, play dumb, go, I don't know if it's real, and then you give it to somebody else, now you've just committed a crime giving somebody else counterfeit money. So it's like, yeah, I got to check all the money. I wouldn't know. I really wouldn't be able to know. So the store owner said a family member then witnessed Floyd being restrained after the cops were called, and the family member tried to intervene, reportedly asking the officer to take his knee off the man. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey said earlier this morning that he considers Floyd's death to be a murder. He said, I'm not a prosecutor, but let me be clear, the arresting officer killed someone. He says he'd be alive today if he was white. The facts that I've seen, which are minimal, certainly lead me down a path that race was involved. And this has now sparked tons of protests. Derek Chauvin, the police officer, is, I guess, called to be arrested and criminally charged. All four officers involved in the fatal arrest were fired on Tuesday and have been identified as Derek Chauvin, Thomas Lane Tao Fao, and J. Alexander Kung. Frey said the most people, especially people of color, he says, would already be behind bars over the incident, and urged Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman to lay charges on the officer. He says, I've wrestled with, more than anything else over the last 36 hours, one fundamental question. Why is the man who killed George Floyd not in jail? He later added, I saw no threat. I saw nothing that would signal that this kind of force was necessary. Now, Abu Mayale, who said he did not see Floyd resisting arrest, revealed the incident was also captured on the grocery store surveillance camera. Now, that cannot be shared publicly because it's under investigation. He said Floyd had already exited the store after one of his workers had noticed the cash he used was fake. He said, my staff called the police, practicing protocol, and when the police arrived, Floyd was still outside, and that's when they approached him. So, the mayor of Minneapolis now has asked the Minnesota National Guard to move in after protests in the city over the death of George Floyd. There have been, Jacob Frey had said, I cannot risk the safety of innocent people. And so that is what I've been sworn to uphold, and that is what I'm dedicated to do. So there's been at least two nights of demonstrations near the site of Floyd's death. It started out peacefully, and then it grew violent. Governor Tim Walz said late Wednesday that it was an extremely dangerous situation, urged residents to leave the area, and Frey pleaded with residents for calm. He said, I'm imploring our city, imploring our community, imploring every one of us to keep the peace. Let's honor George Floyd's memory. One person was in custody in the shooting death near the site of the protests. Officers responded to a report of a stabbing and found a man who wasn't breathing lying on the sidewalk. And the unidentified victim was rushed to Hennepin County Medical Center. At the hospital, it was discovered the victim had been shot. Multiple fires were reported, several businesses looted. Minneapolis police were assisted by officers from nearby St. Paul, State Police, and Metro. You know, when you see this, and yeah, AutoZone was on fire, and you know, it's devastating. And, you know, we have a huge cluster when it comes to how we approach containment, how we approach arrests, how we approach what's the word I'm looking for? I apologize. Is resisting arrest, how subjective is that? You know, if there's definite trends towards where somebody of race will appear to be having resisted arrest more than somebody who's white, and then things ensue, sequela happen, and then things turn worse. You know, video footage, they said didn't show any sort of resisting arrest. So then why was his knee, why was Chauvin's knee on his neck? I've never been arrested. I have never been thrown in cuffs, you know, but it just looks painful. It looks so painful, and maybe I'm weak, but if somebody threw me down to handcuff me, I think I'd be, like, knocked out. I think falling down hurts, doesn't it? Yeah, I cannot get back up. If I fall down, I can't get back up. And when I see people get arrested, and again, I'm not looking at all the footage that's out there. I'm not looking at all the footage. But, you know, it's when you're thrown down to the ground, it's really hard to get back up. You know, and once you're on the ground, it's really easy to, gosh, what is the word I'm looking for? I apologize. I know some of my police officers, listeners are like restrained or use the proper term. Sorry, I can't come up with the proper term. It's something like restrained, but or detained maybe. And so, when you see these images, and I understand we don't have all the footage and maybe there's other footage. But I haven't been able to understand how when somebody's pinned like that, and I understand the body and I understand the mechanics and the tendons and the muscles and having a hand behind your back and all that, I don't see how these people get back up, which then to me makes me scratch my head. Why does excessive force need to be used to keep them down? Unless, of course, there's something we're missing. There's something we're not seeing. And police officers get training. I mean, they know how to restrain people without killing them. So then when you hear that people sustained, you know, spinal cord injuries or couldn't breathe or couldn't, you're like, how, you know? I mean, I just don't understand, you know, why did a knee have to be on his neck? Yeah, it may successfully restrain somebody, but if the person doesn't need to be restrained, or why 6 minutes? And mechanically and medically, when I look at this, I just don't understand. Now, mind you, I could never be in the position of a police officer. They put their lives on the line. I don't know what the situations, you know, are that make them feel compelled, you know, that they have to use certain sort of restraining techniques. I mean, that's not, you know, we can't judge because we don't, you know, live in their shoes. And, you know, but when you see these deaths, when you see people being arrested for a $20 counterfeit bill that ends up resulting in their death, you really have to kind of stop and go, what's going on? What are we doing wrong? You know, and people say, we could use things like tasers. We could use, not entirely. Tasers, unfortunately, can cause, if somebody has an abnormal heart rhythm or cardiomyopathy, it could, unfortunately, induce a heart attack also. I mean, I don't understand how in the years 2020 we are having difficulty restraining people. I don't get it. I don't understand. I mean, it should pretty much be an art by now, you know, especially when there's three other officers. You know, so there's four people. They could restrain them, put cuffs on them. They don't need to touch the neck. They don't need to touch the breathing. They don't need to affect the spinal cord. But then again, I wasn't there, and I don't want to overspeak, but from a medical standpoint, when I get asked, how does this happen, you know, how are people getting killed during this, is it just people get caught up in the moment, or I don't know. It's just tragic. It is so, so tragic. And so what's happening in Minneapolis, which is a shame right now, is now it's affecting even more. We've had another fatality. So we'll keep you guys posted on what's going on. When we come back, Joe Biden says he hopes to announce who his VP candidate is. And guess who's on the short list? Senator Elizabeth Warren. Lord have mercy. Then experts are saying the 6 feet is not enough to stop COVID. And California may be reopening too quickly, according to state health officials. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump was very upset after watching the viral video that shows a white police officer kneeling on the neck of George Floyd, an unarmed African-American man handcuffed. McEnany telling Fox News the president took action.
This man deserves justice, as the president noted yesterday in his tweet. He's directed the FBI to get to the bottom of this, because we should never, ever, ever have to watch a tape like that again. It was appalling.
Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is not happy with the new proxy voting rules in the House.
Was it a historical week? A week we have not seen in the 231 years of history of this chambers. For the first time, the Democrats have now allowed proxy voting.
McCarthy telling reporters that it's clearly unconstitutional. You're listening to USA Radio News. The number of first-time unemployment claims is still in the millions. The Labor Department is reporting more than 2 million Americans sought initial jobless benefits last week. That brings the total up to nearly 41 million Americans over the past 2.5 months. Those numbers suggest a quarter of the workforce has lost jobs during the pandemic. A 5-day manhunt is over for a man accused of killing 2 people in Connecticut. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A multi-state manhunt for a man accused of 2 Connecticut murders ending last evening with his arrest in Hagerstown, Maryland. State police there announcing in a tweet that 23-year-old Peter Manfredonia had been apprehended there without incident. They say they will release more details today. There are reports that Manfredonia was believed to have arrived in the Hagerstown area by Uber back on Tuesday, and that he was arrested last night at a truck stop in Hagerstown.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so
pretty. So while some states are opening back up, there's a lot of criticism. I'm going to be on KABC a little bit later today with Randy Wang talking about California's reopening speed as well as Nevada's reopening speed. Some experts are saying California is opening up too quickly. People are reporting that they're still having cases. They're still having deaths. And some of the latest news is the CDC has said more than 40% of people with coronavirus are asymptomatic. Now, actually, that number was reported higher before, so don't be shocked at that high number. It was even reported higher than that. But the average person, I believe, has no idea when they have coronavirus. You know, whether they talk them out of the fact that they're having the coughing or they're having the dry throat or things taste different, or, you know, whether they try to, you know, squash out the fever and not even admitted, we're talking about people having absolutely no symptoms at all. I mean, we're talking about people like right now, I feel absolutely fine. And it's not that I don't have it. I mean, I don't think I have it. But I could be having it right now, feel absolutely fine, and be spraying it as I say it. And so, you know, the big push for herd immunity is because that's what's going to allow us to go back to before. That's what's going to allow us to have Raiders games and Vegas Golden Knights games and Cowboy games and, you know, and going back to rodeos and clubs and all that. We want herd immunity. Now, herd immunity basically means the virus or the pathogen doesn't have a chance because most of the people around it were either vaccinated or immune. So eventually, it just doesn't exist. The herd, if the herd around you, right, can block this virus or not allow this virus to have a host, then if you do have somebody who can't get a vaccine, if you do have somebody who's immunocompromised, they probably won't get the virus because nobody around them in the herd has it, or they're all immune. Does that kind of make sense? So the herd protects you, okay? Even though now we're all social distancing, okay? We're not really herding now. I mean, if I need you guys to herd and cover me and, you know, give me cover, right? It's not happening. Y'all are social distancing. But another report came out today, which we've already heard before, that 50% of people have absolutely no intention of getting the coronavirus vaccine. Now, in order for this to work, in order for us to get herd immunity, we need to not have hosts. The virus is not supposed to find a way into your body and set up shop. And going back to the asymptomatic thing, okay, I could say, look, I don't get sick from it. Okay, coronavirus comes and goes. I don't get sick, knock on wood. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. It doesn't matter. The virus could still sit in me. It could still shed. It doesn't matter. So I might not have symptoms, but I could still give it away. If I don't get a vaccine, if I don't get antibodies that fight it so it doesn't infect my cells and stay there and replicate, I'm no good to anybody. So you almost need everybody immune or everybody getting the shot. Now, how do you convince an asymptomatic person to go and get a vaccine? Some people are on board. They're like, you know what? I want to take one for the team. Shoot me up. I will. I'll take the vaccine. I might not wait day one. I might wait like a couple weeks before I get it, but I'm going to get it. Absolutely. I'm good with shots. I'm good with pain. We women, after you've given birth to a couple kids and had an episiotomy, you guys see my kids. My kids are big heads. Once you give birth to that, I'm fine. Yes, you can shoot me with whatever. I'm totally good with that. So I'm good. I'll get the vaccine. Absolutely. But when you have people that are like, well, look, I didn't get it. I'm a superhero. I don't get it. You know, you have other people that just, they don't like needles. You have other people that are very distrustful of the vaccine. They're like, well, you guys are making it awfully fast, and I'm not really seeing long-term clinical trials on safety. And, you know, I had a brother who got Guillain-Barré, so I don't want to get Guillain-Barré or some sort of neurological, reaction. So some of these people that don't want a vaccine, that I know, I see on social media, there's already the hating and, the mask shaming and the vaccine shaming. But I do get it. There are some people that are scared that don't do well with a vaccine. I get that. But in order for us to have herd immunity, you need everybody on board. And so on top of this, throwing all this onto this pile is it the CDC or the World Health Organization says, guys, 6 feet isn't enough. The 6 feet social distancing isn't enough. Okay, well, duh. Okay, so do you guys see why this is all messed up? We got people walking around with a mask. You got people walking around without a mask. You got people who are like, I'm fine. I feel fine. I'm not sick. You have business owners going, we can't let you come in if you have a fever. We can't let you come in if you're feeling sick. And people are like, well, I don't feel sick. I feel fine. You have people that do feel sick that lie. You have people that had a fever that morning, took some Tylenol so they could pass the temperature test and go in. You have all these businesses saying stay away 6 feet. 6 feet doesn't work. You have plexiglass and acrylic that goes up to here in a casino. And what, you don't think the virus knows how to hop? Then everybody's saying, well, wait till the vaccine. And then you have half the country going, I'm not going to get the vaccine. So what? We're not going to get herd immunity. Okay, so get that out of your head. So any of these governors, you know, that are waiting for herd immunity or waiting for the vaccine, you know, or waiting for people to all be on board, it's not going to happen. This country is getting more and more and more divided. Every day, things are getting worse. So then what do we do? How do we fight coronavirus? Do we have to just kind of tell ourselves, guys, the coronavirus is the new normal? Okay, if you don't want to get sick, don't go out. Right? If you don't care and you want to build up your immune system, or you think you're strong enough and you're not going to tax the hospital system, you know, be smart. Wash your hands. Don't stand next to somebody sick. You know, don't swap spit with somebody you don't know. You know, avoid Tinder hookuping with somebody who has a fever. I mean, we might just have to go to common sense, because here's the thing. There is no way a governor or a president or a politician can keep you safe from coronavirus. Okay? When I'm hearing these rules as a doctor, it just doesn't make sense. I had to get my mammogram. So what did they do? They checked my temperature. Okay, that's fine. You can check my temperature, right? That's good. But I mean, what if I'm asymptomatic? What if I have coronavirus and I don't have a fever? Not everybody has a fever. Some people, they just have lack of taste. Some people, that I've always had. Some people have lack of smell. Some people get a weird rash. There is no way to tell if the person next to you has it. You know, I have two salons. I told my stylist, I go, look, it's not just the person that's sick you got to worry about. It's the person that's sitting in the chair that looks absolutely fine. They could have it too. Always wear your mask. Always wash your hands. Always change out the drapes and the capes. Always clean the equipment. You have to assume that everybody has infectious disease. That's what we do as medical students. We assume everybody has tuberculosis. Everybody has hepatitis. Everybody has HIV. Everybody has pneumonia. Right? And everybody has PMS. As long as we assume that, okay, we're safe. It's called universal precautions. So you can't expect a politician to say, look, we're going to keep you safe. Okay, we need our politicians to keep us safe from terrorism. We need our politicians to keep us safe from economic disaster. We need our politicians to keep us safe from fires and have a robust, you know, fire department. We need to be kept safe from crime. But a virus that can escape, you know, healthy people, sick people, researchers trying to come up with a vaccine, and now we're hearing, well, it might be harder than we thought. Misinformation where it came from a Wuhan market, then it didn't come up from a Wuhan market, and somebody ate a bat and somebody didn't eat a bat, and it was a lab issue, which, by the way, if there was a lab leak, can somebody look to see if there's actually a second virus too? I really doubt that just one virus got leaked from a lab. Okay, my guess is there's something else going on. So just, can somebody look at that? We can't control this. So now that we know that we can't control coronavirus, now maybe we could come up with some better policies. Okay? Maybe we do things like, you know, all right, if you're older and you're at risk, let's make sure your hearts are checked. Because what are people dying of coronavirus? It's not always respiratory disease, it's heart attack. Why don't we make sure anybody at risk is still getting their hearts checked? Why don't we make sure everybody's getting their pneumonia shot? All right, there are other things we could do rather than just pray that herd immunity happens, because it's not going to happen. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net. To be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients. Employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So total coronavirus cases worldwide is clocked now at 5.8 million with 359,000 deaths. 2.5 million have recovered. We don't know if those were people on ventilators, if those were people that were, well, actually we do. 52,900 were in serious or critical condition currently. 2.8 million of the 2.9 million are in mild condition. Of the closed cases, 2.5 million have recovered. 359,000 deaths. Of course, the U.S. tops them with 1.7 thousand cases and 102,000 deaths. We did hit the 100,000 mark last week, sadly. We still don't know exactly if these were coronavirus direct or coronavirus related, or it's a shame, and it's a shame that it's taken a while to get the data. You know, the CDC has started to separate it. Maybe they've been separated the whole time, but we just don't have the media talking about it. But, you know, we've had still thousands of deaths per month from heart disease or flu or pneumonia. But if any of them had possible coronavirus, even if it was mild, it got counted. So of this 102,000 that we have now, I can't give you an exact number if it was direct coronavirus grabbing you and killing you or if it was coincidental. Brazil has now come in next with 418,000 cases. Again, it might be because they're just upping their screening and getting on it. 25,000 deaths, not the highest. Russia, 379,000, but 4,000 deaths. Spain, 283,000, 27,000 deaths. UK, 269,000 cases, 37,000 deaths. Also with high death tolls are Italy with 33,000 deaths. France, 28,000 deaths. So still surpassing Brazil. When you look at the individual states, of course, New York has taken the brunt of it, which is why New York has taken so long to reopen. New York has 29,000 total deaths, but 374,000 cases. New Jersey has the second highest number of deaths at 11,300 with 157,000 cases. Next, in terms of death rate, is Massachusetts, actually, with 6,500. Illinois then comes next at 5,000. And then, actually, Michigan beats Illinois at 5,300. So, still a huge disparity. New York still has six times more deaths. And again, people are kind of questioning, is it the reporting? Is it that New York doesn't have enough hospital beds? Why did New York City have so many more deaths? I mean, it could be proportional to the number of cases. You know, mind you, New York had, if you take a look compared to Illinois, New York has three times at least more number of cases, but they've had almost six times more number of deaths. It would be nice to know. Again, but was it a reporting or not? You know, with New York, I'm not surprised seeing the higher death toll numbers because they were saying that they were in a state of chaos, and they looked like they were in a state of chaos. They didn't have enough hospitals. They had to recruit having Javits and having art centers open up to make hospital beds. They had to donate money, right, to the JFK Center. They had to, it looked like absolute chaos. They said they had patients in the hallway. They had patients, you know, in body bags. You just start to wonder if in all the mayhem, you had accuracy when it came from, look, did this person come in on their deathbed because it was coronavirus or not? And if they say, look, they look positive, they were coughing, they had shortness of breath, they just had counted. And the CDC did allow that. You know, that you could put it on the death certificate if you couldn't test it because there weren't enough, and there weren't enough tests. So again, I don't blame the hospitals, I don't blame the doctors, I blame the media, and I blame the outlets for not, getting now the data from the hospitals going, guys, we're going to give you the true numbers, okay? Because that's really what we need to know. Now, de Blasio says that the new COVID rules for New York City employers that include one person at a time in an elevator and random health inspections he hopes will work, but he still refuses to give a reopen date. Well, again, mind you, he's still in a hotbed, and they're still having a rise in cases. Now, are they having a rise in cases because people are getting tested now? Are they having a rise in cases? Because, that's the other thing, too. You know, people can't work if they're sick. I can't tell you how many calls I get. I still get calls for coronavirus. It's not done, by the way. I'm still getting calls. And what's happening is these people are coming to work. They either have a fever, they have a cough, or they have a sneeze, or they have a sore throat or something. Even though sneezing really isn't a part of it, but it can be. And they're being told that their employers say, okay, you got to go get tested. So we're having a lot more people getting tested. With more and more people getting tested, that is going to fluctuate and change the death rate and the severity rate of this. But you also kind of wonder how many people stayed home who had it and said, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not getting tested. You know, I had a couple moms call yesterday where their kids sounded like they had rip-roaring ear infections. But, you know, we're not really supposed to treat ear infections over the phone because somebody's got to look at their ear. And one kid had a real, real high fever, and it was a little baby. And I'm like, look, you know, this is high fever. It could be an ear infection. It could be strep. It could be flu. Get them checked. And the parents are like, but I don't want to go in. I don't want to leave the house. I don't want to go into a medical center and get my kid sick. And I'm like, but your kid is sick. Your kid is to get them looked at by somebody. And so I'm really wondering how many of these cases were people that were at home going, look, I know I'm sick, I'm going to just stay home, and I'm just going to live with it. So you have a bunch of small businesses in New York that have reopened quietly in defiance of the order. Mayor de Blasio has called it idiotic, and he said he's going to fine them $1,000 and keep issuing fines if they disobey the order. Well, if you got to pay out $1,000 a day, that's going to probably make you close down. And on Wednesday, 59 people across the city were hospitalized with the virus. Now, to me, that's still a lot. I know New York City is huge, but, you know, that means we still are having active coronavirus. I know it's getting hotter. I mean, I think today in my neck of the woods, it's supposed to be close to 109. I know it's getting hotter, and they think, you know, these respiratory droplets could hopefully be interfered with by the heat, which would be nice. But, you know, remember, these were people hospitalized. It wasn't just 59 people who said, oh, I think I'm sick, test me. So, I hate to say this because I don't want to agree with de Blasio, but, you know, I understand why there's a hesitation. If you have, during lockdown, 59 people that needed to go to the hospital in one day, they're still having issues. The problem is are some of these people breaking through the lockdown? Are some of these people the essential workers who are working anyway? Are some of these people going to heck with this? Look, I need to work. Or I need to date. I mean, I don't think Tinder hookups stopped altogether. I think people are still dating. So phase one lets manufacturing, construction, curbside, retail resume. And de Blasio thinks that phase one will be the first week of June. So curbside retail. Now, mind you, there's no parking in New York. So how do you curbside? That means you're going to have to stand, and you're going to have to stand in lines. It just doesn't make sense. He said phase two won't happen for at least 2 weeks after phase one. That's when hair salons get to reopen. By the way, nobody's talking about the dangers of people trying to do their hair and their nails at home. We talked about people ripping out their own teeth, because they couldn't get to a dentist. Oh, I've seen some real messed up hair jobs. Only one person is going to be allowed in a confined space at a time, so that applies to elevators. Now, what I want to know is who's cleaning out the elevator. If somebody goes into an elevator, and then somebody else walks into the elevator and goes back down, they're still exposed unless you clean the whole thing out and air it out. So, I mean, New York is going to have to kind of operate on the pretense of, you want to know what, we're just going to let, you know, nature take its toll. They say there are going to be random inspections to ensure businesses are compliant with the rules. They are going to have to do health temperature checks or questionnaires. They're going to have to operate at a 50% capacity. They're going to have to provide masks to their staff for free. That's, by the way, have you seen the mass of what they're charging now? Oh, it's ridiculous. Why can't somebody stop the price gouging on these things? A mask should not be a dollar a mask. All right, that's ridiculous. So, people are grumpy. People are frustrated. And if New York can't get back and operate, the economy really, really, it's really hard to have an economy get back going if you don't have New York City, one of the biggest cities, still going. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of a gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.